But interestingly, as the level of readiness for movement went down, 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 their degree of visual imagery, that is, their internal landscape and their ability to imagine new things, increased. And in fact, areas of the brain that are associated with visual imagery, such as the visual, so-called occipital cortex and the parietal cortex, has been shown in other studies to ramp up when people are motionless. So there seems to be this inverse relationship between movement and visual imagery, which makes sense. When we're moving, we can pay attention to things in the outside world. We tend to be aware of our sensory environment to varying degrees, but we don't tend to be very focused on visual imagery within our head. Whereas when we lie down or sit down and close our eyes and we are motionless, the degree of visual imagery really increases. Hence the increase in divergent thinking, because what essentially is happening is the library of options, the library of possible interactions with whatever it is that you're thinking about, that becomes available when we are motionless and when we are limiting our visualization of the external world, increases exponentially.